For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it. This is Old School, our last hour of the day down here at Wings and Rings. But don't forget, we are back tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. We'll be here until 6 again tomorrow. Austin Orman, Eric Strickland hanging out with you for another hour here on 93.7 The Ticket, ticketfm.com. Still plenty to get to around the wide world of sports. Obviously, we'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on in the wide world of March Madness and college basketball, and then some other sports news as well. Stricky, let's just start with some other news since we've been talking a lot of college hoops. The Boston Celtics were officially sold today. There were rumblings that Jeff Bezos was going to be involved. He does not appear to be in the group that ended up buying the Boston Celtics for over $6 billion earlier today. First of all, a franchise that big coming off winning the NBA Finals being sold by the Grousbeck family is certainly news in and of itself. But the other part of this is the Grousbeck family that owned the Celtics is getting out of having to pay the largest salary bill in NBA history. With Tatum's extension, with Brown's extension, with Porzingis, with White, we know all the contracts that made it worth it. Boston got a ring, hung another banner, but holy cow, they got out at the right time. And they made some money instead of having to spend some major money.
Well, that's for sure. Listen, it has went to a whole nother level. I mean, is this an inflation rate?
I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy.
That's wild. Like, it is a story franchise, so you've got to, you know, take that into account. But my gosh, $6 billion. Like, just think about that, right? You got a group that's sitting around just, you know. Does he like basketball? Is he a basketball guy?
I don't know.
Let's see. Like that's the thing you got to look at now. What type of ownership is taking over? We know what took over in Dallas. They're not basketball guys. Like, is it a basketball guy?
Let's see.
Bill Chisholm?
So, Bill Chisholm, businessman on Wikipedia. I don't know. Again, this is Wikipedia. Take this with a grain of salt. Early life. Chisholm grew up in Georgetown, Massachusetts. He attended Dartmouth College, where he played for the soccer team. He graduated from Dartmouth in 1991, later received a Master of Business Administration from the Wharton School at UPenn. He grew up a fan of the Boston Celtics and is reported to have an encyclopedic knowledge of the team.
There it is. So that's a whole different scope. So to him, it's not a play toy. It's not solely about the business. He wants to be a lifer. Like, he wants to have, you can tell, he probably wants to do what Red Auerbach did and walk in a freaking stadium with cigars and you can't smoke in the stadium. Like, so you can tell that's a very similar take as to what Mark had, you know, being a fan of the team. Because you got to consider that. There's things to consider. What's the long haul? What if I stay around? Are they going to dismantle the team? You know, do I want to sign here in 2 years if it doesn't work for them getting whatever they're looking for? Are they going to dismantle the team? And am I going to be left here, you know, miserable? So I don't think that's going to be the case with Boston.
And as of now, no known plans to trade Jason Tatum. Like another franchise that was recently sold, traded their star player away, I say, in complete jest. Yeah. But Stricky, $6.1 billion for the sale of the Boston Celtics. According to CNBC, before the season, Boston was valued at $5.5 billion. They make an extra $600 million on top of one of these valuations here. Right now, the $6.1 billion sale would jump Brooklyn, Houston, and Chicago to put Boston as the number four most valuable franchise in the NBA behind, no shock.
What's the top 10?
Okay, top 10, Golden State number one.
Wow.
You believe it?
I mean, okay.
Why are you a little surprised?
They Draked it. And I'm not talking about Kendrick Lamar and Drake. The old Drake where he started from the bottom
now we're here.
It wasn't a sought-after franchise back in the day.
How much credit do you give the Lacob family? How much credit goes to Steph Curry and Clay and Dre?
Well, you got to give the ownership group because they had a willingness to pay it. Mm-hmm. When a lot of organizations at some point in time was like, no. Mm-hmm. And they stayed with the group for the right tenure. Mm-hmm. I got to give them credit. Now, there's something you had to see. One, there was risk because there was early injuries. Mm-hmm. But you stayed the course with him, and so you were able to get the return off the benefit of it.
Number two, the New York Knicks.
Understandable.
Number three, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
Number four, the Chicago Bulls.
I actually thought that would have been switched. But
really?
Yeah. Just the Knicks haven't done much to the tone of what the Lakers have done.
Sure.
The Knicks is like a as of late, it's kind of like they're a basketball version of the Cowboys.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. You know, who's their Dak Prescott?
You know, kind of.
Julius Randle, but they traded him, I guess.
Not delusional. Good enough to be good. But when it matters, there's nothing to show for it.
They were also pretty doo-doo there for a few years, though.
That's,
I mean, they bounced back, though, to their credit. They made some good moves.
It's wild.
The Bulls at number four.
That could be just New York tax.
We talked about that one.
That just could. No, for real. Like, no, for real. Real talk, Austin. Mm-hmm. I have friends still in New York. Mm-hmm. Some of them are teachers. I'm not leaving this job because, you know,
union
they're
benefits.
Paying me over 100-something thousand. I'm like, okay. Are you accounting for the standard of living? And are you accounting for, you know, why they have to pay you that?
Mm-hmm. How much you taking
if
home?
If you were right, if you were making 90 in this place with no tax, and things are cheaper there,
75 even.
You're probably going home with more than what you would. Make it make sense to me. Like that's so to me, it could be just it's an inflated cost for what just the location.
Fair enough.
I mean, even Golden State.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chicago's at number four. Same kind of story.
It's something about that that makes it that.
Then we get to number five, Houston.
Wow. No, I wouldn't have seen that.
Tillman Fertitta.
I wouldn't have seen that.
Really?
I mean, obviously, Houston is what? Like, fourth?
Yeah, fourth.
As far as size?
Size in the country. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Then you have Houston at number five, Brooklyn at number six. Pretty big infusion of cash. Then Boston, they jumped them. The Clippers, despite being the Clippers, are at number eight. Miami at number nine.
That's
and Dallas
market.
At number 10.
That's just market. Miami, understandable. That's location. Okay. Well, Dallas is trying to tank their
and succeeding. I'm kind of surprised by Cleveland at 15.
Wow.
Little old Cleveland, the Cavaliers at 15.
Where's Detroit?
Take a guess.
A-hola.
Excuse you. 25th. 25th.
Way down.
Who is Detroit ahead of? Five
Detroit's
teams below.
Ahead of Utah?
No.
Ooh, okay.
Utah ranks number 20.
Okay. So if you've got them, Sacramento?
No, Sacramento is ahead of Cleveland.
Wow. Washington. Wizards.
In D.C., all that money? You're 0 for 3, my boy. That's a strikeout. I'm just going to have to give you the answer now. The Wizards are 17th.
Oh, Orlando.
No, Orlando's at 23. I'm OKC
close.
At 24.
No
Detroit
way.
At 25. The Indiana Pacers at 26, the Charlotte Hornets at 27, New Orleans Pelicans at 28, Minnesota Timberwolves at number 29, and number 30,
Milwaukee.
You were just there a year ago today. Memphis.
Memphis is the worst?
The lowest value. Not by much, granted. Memphis valued at 3.2 bill. Minnesota 3.25. New Orleans 3.3.
Wow. And you got to pay Ja Wick.
You chose to pay Ja Wick. You tried. You sure tried. So I think that's pretty interesting. Curious to see how that goes. The changing hands of ownership, Stricky, is always interesting because we forget that's the NBA's board of governors is the 30 owners, right? Yeah. And that's why I am still confused and will always be confused as to how the Dallas sale, or maybe it was just divestment from Marquee, whatever it was, right, went through. Because these owners had to know what was coming, have some sense that, hey, these people have an eye on Vegas. They want to get to Vegas. Watch out for that. And I really would have hoped that NBA owners would have said, hey, let's maybe not rip a team out of the sixth biggest media market in the country with some really exciting young players and some really good recent history. Maybe let's say, hey, we'll give you a franchise. We'll let you in on the low, right? You can pay in low because we want you to be owners, but we're not going to let you destroy one of these franchises. And they still approved it. The Board of Governors had to approve that sale, and they did it. And I wonder how much of the story they had ahead of time, or if they had the whole story ahead of time and went ahead with it anyways. Either one's scary.
Okay. Tinfoil hat?
Please.
Okay. There's never probably not going to be a team in Dallas. Hear me.
Sorry, you got two?
You allowed them to take him to Dallas,
mm-hmm.
but your expanded team may go back to Dallas and somewhere else.
But isn't Dallas a more valuable market than Vegas?
No, I'm saying you may let them go, but you still, whoever...
But what I'm saying is, why not work with what you already have that's established?
Why
not plant the seed in Vegas? Why plant the seed in Dallas?
I agree.
Because those fans are going to be pissed they took a team away.
I think it's very much so.
As they should be.
It definitely seems like it's a play for devaluation of some form. Or to put strain... Or leverage. It definitely seems like it's a leverage play to me, Austin.
Which, it's the NBA. These are dudes' livelihoods that you're messing around with. And, Stricky, I don't like it one bit.
Yeah.
Not at all. While we're on the Boston Celtics, I'm going to pull up some stats for you here, Stricky. Very recently, Kristaps Porzingis of the Boston Celtics made some NBA history. Just one of 10 players to record 900 blocks and 900 three-pointers in his career. A lot of more modern guys, right? You look at Brook Lopez. You look at Al Horford, Dirk, KD.
Pause! Which of those names are better than this one? Which of those names not one and the same?
Dirk!
Which name on there?
I'm getting to the other names. I'm saying the modern ones, right?
Okay.
Bron.
Okay.
The names that kind of surprise me, right?
What?
Sheed. Don't know if I would have seen the 900 blocks or the 900 threes.
Sheed
was about it. I didn't realize he was 9-9.
Go get it.
Okay. Clifford Robinson, I don't know enough about as a player.
I'm surprised at Uncle Cliffy.
Okay. Scottie Pippen? Okay. Didn't think of him as a 900 blocks guy because he's not really a center, more of a wing, power forward guy, but he got it. And Shane Battier on the low. That's longevity more so than immediate impact. Shane Battier was good. That's a National Player of the Year caliber guy when he was at Duke, but he eventually turned into that Juwan Howard role. On those Heat teams for LeBron, like he was just around. So I was a little surprised by Shane Battier, but I guess as long as he's stuck in the league, it makes sense. So to me, the surprising ones are Clifford Robinson and Scottie Pippen.
I'm surprised by Al Horford.
Really?
I'm really surprised.
Okay.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss. Even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. And you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Like, you don't realize that his game progressed.
Oh, leaps and bounds.
In so many ways. Mm-hmm. He went from a straight post guy. He kind of looked like Kendrick Perkins initially.
Well, same with Lopez.
Right?
Yeah.
And stretched out and mm-hmm. worked on three. And but the blocks is the one that I'm surprised at.
Al played center when he came into the league.
Right.
Transitioned a little bit more to power forward. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where did Al Horford go to college, Stricky? You've mentioned this school many times today. Many times, I'm telling you. Many.
Horford, did he?
No, he was a part of the.
No, White went to Colorado.
Derek White went to Colorado eventually. Tatum went to.
Horford, where did he go? To Duke? No, not Duke.
Horford was on
Kentucky.
Horford went to the last school to go back to back in college basketball before UConn. He was part of those two teams. You're in the right conference.
Michigan State? No. Florida?
Yeah.
He did go to
it,
Florida.
It was Al Horford, Joakim Noah, Corey Brewer.
Wow.
He was on those teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Florida. Wow.
We're going to look up those teams while we have a second here. Yeah, Al Horford, University of Florida product.
Wow.
Joakim Noah, underrated, overrated, properly rated. In the NBA.
He uprated himself. Because a guy who can't shoot free throws, he's probably in the top five of ugliest jumpers of all time.
And ugliest dudes. That's a weird-looking fella.
Man. And his dad was kind of handsome. So
his dad was a tennis guy, right?
Right, tennis dude. And was good, too.
Yeah.
Why is Gonzaga beating the brakes off Georgia by all?
Well, because Georgia was overseeded, Gonzaga was underseeded.
Wow.
It's what, 20 something right now?
No,
23?
Almost 30.
Woo!
Yeah, it's 28.
So those Florida teams, Strakey, you had Joakim Noah, Torian Green, Corey Brewer, Al Horford, and Chris Richard. All end up being NBA guys. They win it in 2005, 2006. Only
when
six
was left. Jason Williams on that team?
He wasn't a Florida guy.
Yeah, he
was
did.
He?
Jason Williams, the White Chocolate.
White Chocolate was Florida?
Look it up, my boy.
I feel like you're capping, my boy.
Look it up.
Jason Williams was a Florida guy. You're kind of blowing my mind right now. If the Wi-Fi holds up.
Check it.
The like White Chocolate text, Jason Williams.
The Solder Hammond text line knows Stricky is on point.
Oh, come on. Come on, Wi-Fi.
Look.
Oh, okay, so Jay Will, he started somewhere else. Where did he start before Florida?
Was it Marshall?
Randy Moss, you. How about that? Thanks for teaching me something there, Stricky.
Yeah.
Jason Williams was about 7-8 years before that Florida team.
Yeah. Look at Jordan P. on the Sauter-Hammond text line.
Jordan P.'s on it.
Marshall, then Florida. You know what
How
I'm talking
about. That?
See, I got to teach Austin. He's the resident encyclopedia, but Stricky knows something every now and then.
You do. No, a little something. You really do. I appreciate that about you. Thank you for educating me and informing me.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Jason.
Jakey didn't know that, though.
So then Jason Williams, overrated, underrated, properly rated?
I think he's underrated.
Ooh. Okay.
He's a problem. He's a problem. I think he's before his time.
That I would believe. I mean, the man averaged 10, 2, and 6 for his career, shot 40%, 33% from 3. So I feel like he's an interesting kind of litmus test here, Strick. The numbers were so-so. Mm-hmm. I mean, 10, 3, and 6, that's fine. That's okay. But his impact on the game of basketball seems like it was bigger than his impact on any one game.
Well, when he found himself with the Heat, it was the perfect time.
Mm.
He was the perfect time for being with that style of team and, you know, in Miami for being what he could do for them in the role that he played, helping them to win that championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would have been 2005, 2006.
You can understand why they went from him to Mike Bibby.
Oh, yeah.
You can understand.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Bibby wasn't going to be as flashy, but Bibby was get there and get the job done. He was a big time. He's underrated. I think Mike Bibby's underrated.
I forgot Antoine Walker was on that Heat team.
He's on the Heat team.
Yeah. Huh. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Darrell Wright?
That was probably the hodgepodge that worked. Remember, everybody was going through it in a phase. You know, Nash and Gary Payton.
Was
and,
also on that team.
And, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they was in, the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
They made a try at it, and then others have tried it. They're probably the ones that were able to make it work.
That Miami team, Derek Anderson, Shandon Anderson, Earl Barron, Michael Doliak, Gerald Fitch, Udonis Haslam, Jason Capono, Lonzo Mourning in his 12th season, Shaq in his 13th, Gary Payton, James Posey, Wayne Simeon, rookie from Kansas, D. Wade his second year, Antoine Walker, Matt Walsh, Jason Williams, and Darrell Wright. Talk about a hodgepodge, man.
Hodgepodge. Throw it together, mix it up, and see if if it tastes good. You know, the chef in the kitchen.
Are there any other of those hodgepodge teams that have won a title that come to mind for you?
No. See, think about it. Barkley, Olajuwon, and Pippen were together. I think even Drexler was on that team. The Houston team.
What year?
I want to say
99?
That had to be 98 maybe?
Okay, 97-98 Houston had Barkley, Drexler, Mario Ealy, Othella Harrington, and Hakeem.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man.
That team missed.
41-41.
Right?
The next year, they were 31-19 in the strike season with Barkley.
That's when they get struck. That's when they got franchise, I think.
Yep, they had Barkley, Antoine Carr, Eddie Johnson was there. Catino Mobley.
That's when
they
first
drafted.
Came.
Yeah, so 99, they had Barkley, Olajuwon, and Pippen, but no Drexler. So Drexler left after 98.
Yeah.
That's so weird,
that
man.
That was a hodgepodge.
What the heck?
I want to say New York maybe tried it, but I could be wrong. I don't know when. A team that was really good that I thought missed the mark was those old Milwaukee teams with Sam Cassell, Ray Allen, Big Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were missing a center.
Right before, like, Michael Redd?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he came as a rookie
later. Yeah.
I think if they had a center, a legit center, their center
who from
like
that era would have fit up?
Irving Johnson.
Yeah.
Was their
okay.
I think if they would have had a legit, if like Mourning was with their team or somebody
ooh,
like that.
Ooh, interesting.
They would have won. Think they missed it. And look, you got to give credit to Michael Jordan. because he caused a lot of them to miss it.
Right.
You know? Because some of those Indiana teams with the Davis brothers and Deadlift Shrimp, think of how long they were. Look.
In that era. Yeah.
Your point guard was Mark Jackson.
Not small.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then your two guard was Reggie.
Mm-hmm. 6'8".
Your three was Derek McKee at 6'10". And Shrimp. 6'10".
Yeah.
6'10", 6'9", both of the Davis brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That was your front line.
How similar?
And Smits.
Rick Smits. That's right.
As a center.
How similar is that to like what Oklahoma City's doing right now?
As far as how they're building it?
Yeah, size-wise.
You mean being long across the board? I would say the only team to me that matches them is Houston.
Ooh, the board. Okay.
You know, even if you go with Dillon Brooks, who's their point guard?
Well, Van Vliet, but he's small.
The shortest one.
Yeah.
But then you've got one of the Thompsons,
mm-hmm.
and then the other long defender,
Eason. Mm-hmm.
And then Şengün.
Yeah, with Jabari Smith in there.
They're long.
Interesting.
But a lot of them are going that route. A lot of people are going that 3-and-D size length.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're a specialized point guard who could do some things, then it doesn't matter size-wise.
That, to me, Strick, is why I think the next adjustment the NBA might have to make is widen the court. If you want to see the reintroduction of small guards and traditional posts, I don't think you need to spread the floor and like bring the three-point line out. I think you got to spread the width of the court a little bit to open up some more driving lanes for those smaller guys to get underneath the length, or you know, spread out the floor so you can have more one-on-ones for your low-post guys. My guess is they would move the three-point line back there too, but as long as the dimensions of the court stay the same, Muggsy Bogues ain't ever reaching the league again. Isaiah Thomas, the more recent one, isn't reaching the league again. Like, even Steph, I mean, it's 6'2", 6'3". The only reason he's in the league is so he can shoot at this point. So I'm curious to see if that's the next step for the league. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah. Jordan P. throws out on the Sutter Heman text line, 402-464-5685. The 06 Pistons, they were a hodgepodge.
Do you agree with that? Because to me, they felt like a team.
I can see where he's going. I think they were a team. Well, that's Tayshaun Prince.
He went 64-18. You don't go 64-18 with a hodgepodge, man.
Tayshaun Prince, I don't think they were a thrown together team, you know, or trying to. But he said they had five All-Stars on that team.
So that would have been, obviously, Billups, Rip Hamilton.
Tayshaun Prince. Big Ben.
Rasheed and Big Ben.
Yeah.
That's not a hodgepodge.
I don't think
that's a really good team. Now, let's go back a couple years and think about that Pistons team in 03-04.
34 real quick. No, I don't think they tried it with Larry. I think Larry just ended up there. I mean, I was on that team, and it was Sprewell, Houston, Camby, LJ, and then, you know, Charlie Ward and Chris Childs and that group. So I can't say that was – they kind of were a team and just kind of added Larry Johnson to it. Mm. Camby was always there outside of leaving Toronto. So I can't say that was the case.
That 03-04 Pistons team that won the title, same core, right, of Billups, Rip Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince, Ben Wallace, and Rasheed Wallace. Tricky, they had rookie Darko Milicic, bust, Mehmet Okur.
I played with him or against him. He was horrible.
Mehmet Okur. Started his career in Detroit before he went to
Orlando. He was in Orlando.
Utah is where I remember him from.
Oh, man.
It was Okur and Kirilenko.
Yeah.
Where the duo with Williams.
Mehmet can go.
I'm telling you, I agree. Yeah.
He was like a –
Hubert Davis was on that team.
He was kind of like Jokic without the passing. He couldn't pass like Jokic. But he moved like Jokic, you know, very straight up, methodical. Good footwork, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mehmet moved like that. Couldn't really stretch, but he could get out to about 15 foot.
Yeah, for his career, ended up shooting 38% from three, so he must have grown into it at the end. And then that Pistons team also had Hubert Davis on it, current head coach of Carolina, and Darvin Ham.
D. Ham
was on that team.
D. Ham used to go up and try to dunk on everybody.
Didn't get tricky, though.
No. DM didn't get me. And I'm not telling you who did.
Because no one did. The list is over.
Somebody got me.
We'll leave it at that. We'll get you off air before you end up accidentally spilling the secrets. He's Strick. Thanks for sticking around, partner.
Word.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Amen.
That's the plan. He's Strick. I'm Austin. Couple more segments to go from Wings and Rings when we return.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.